This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tensip with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we continue our coverage of Midwest Music Fest with a visit from Brian Laidlaw and The Family Trade. This indie folk band from Minneapolis shares with us their music influences, the difference between performing for a festival versus a solo concert, and more. Keep listening to hear part of their set from the Winona Arts Center during the festival. I'm Terry Tenseth, handing it over to Robert Pack, your host for The Live Feed.
We are here at Midwest Music Fest with Brian Laidlaw and The Family Trade, who just finished a great set here at the Winona Arts Center. Can I go around and have you guys introduce yourselves and what you do in the band?
Hi, my name is Tim, and I play bass, and I sing some notes as well.
I'm Beck Scompt, and I play the fiddle.
Ashley Hansen, electric ukulele.
I'm Brian Laidlaw. I play acoustic guitar and write some tunes.
Sean Garrity, drums.
Okay, great. The nice thing about a festival like this is you get to play for a group of people who may not be familiar with the music. Plus, you get to also see other bands that you might be friends with or you might not have seen before. So what is it about playing at a festival that you really enjoy, other than maybe those two things?
The majority of our shows we play in the Twin Cities, and so in many cases we're playing for people who've seen us play before and they're familiar with the repertoire. I think it's generally very humbling to play in a new place and you don't have the sort of safety net of your fans already in place kind of cheering you on and singing along and knowing what you're doing. And so it's kind of a good litmus test for where the band is at and what the new tunes are doing in particular, seeing sort of gauging the audience's response to this new material. I don't know. And definitely seeing other bands too is always like a real highlight. I love a lot of the folks who are playing here this year.
I think the great thing about Midwest Music Fest is that it does obviously highlight bands from the Midwest, and you really get to see the caliber of music that we have in this region. And to do a festival like this in a place like Winona, which has, you know, isn't as large as say the Twin Cities, but you really get a feel for the town. And it's great to see a town of this size really embrace the music of the region in this way. It's really exciting.
I was just going to say that, I mean, one thing I love about being a musician in Minnesota is how wonderfully supportive the music scene is, and we get to make so many cool friends from just playing shows with other bands, and so it's cool at an event like this. It's like everyone's being brought together. It's like one big celebration of what we're all doing. We're trying to create together, and we get to see a bunch of friendly faces and give them high fives on, like, outside of bars, dive bars, Midwestern dive bars. Yeah, I think that's what I meant to say.
Well, this is a music festival. Got to ask the question, what bands are you guys looking forward to, or what bands have you already seen that you really enjoy?
I'm looking forward to seeing the band right after us here, Last Rebel. They're a really good band we've gotten to see around the Twin Cities, sort of in our ilk of Americana rock stuff. So they're really good guys. Otherwise, Bama Deleuze, good friends of ours, they're in town. We're going to probably check them out. Anybody else?
Tonight I'm really excited to see Southside Desire. I think those guys are really great. We also really love We Are the Willows, who are closing out the festival on Saturday. I'm not going to be here for that, unfortunately, but they are amazing. Yeah, those are a couple of bands I really like.
Yeah, and I got to say, too, Caroline Smith. The ladies, supporting the ladies. But, yeah, Caroline. I know, I love her, and she just keeps going for it, so it's great.
Yeah, I mean, ditto to all of those, pretty much the heart of what I'm saying. There's a lot of great stuff. And I'm glad we've got some windows so we can go check out some bands that we haven't heard before too. So it's going to be awesome. That's my, this is a song about a ghost. It's the creepiest kind of ghost. It was a child ghost. So creepy. No, dude. It was a girl ghost. Oh, not a ghost for children. A ghost of a child. So sad. Honey came to see me in the morning light, singing a song about the day that she died, that she died. She went wandering off in a dress just as soft as the heather on the mountainside. The heather on the mountainside.
Honey came to see me in the morning light. She was there, then she was gone in a flash, in a flash. But her features were drawn in the dark of the dawn, like a portrait made of charcoal and ash. A portrait made of charcoal and ash. In the morning, in the morning. When I came to see me in the morning light, well, she couldn't have been older than 12 and 12. But her eyes were as clean as an x-ray machine. She knew me better than I knew myself. Better than I knew myself. And it came singing of the way she died, saying it wasn't some catastrophe or attack or attack. She was swallowing a sip from the river when she slipped, and the river swallowed her right back. The river swallowed her right back. Alone at a lake that never stirs, never stirs. Every song that I wrote disappeared in my throat, and the only one I could hear was hers. Yeah, the only one I could hear was hers. And honey came to see me in the morning light, singing a song about the lesson that she learned, that she learned. She says, no matter how slight, any time that you bite, you're gonna get bit in return. Yeah, you're gonna get bit in return. Singing that heaven is hidden in the air, in the dark of the dawn, a moment after she'd gone, I'm wondering if I'm already there. Thank you guys so much. Snow falls on the mountain and the town. I put on my long overalls and I lay my burden down. Oh, honey, I'm glad. I am glad for every sorrow that I had. I'm glad for every burden without this old heart to weigh me. Fly away for certain. Now. to brown. I'll count my accolades and I'll lay my burden down. Oh, honey, I'm glad. I am glad for every sorrow that I had. I'm glad for every burden without this old heart to weigh me down. I'd fly away for certain. Live on the day that the first flower blooms, like a 7-pointed crown. I'll get high on its perfume and I'll lay my burden down. Oh, but it'll happen in a cabin someday soon, on a cliff above the sea. I hear my maker from the breaker call a tune and set my burden free. On the day that the warm wind sways the ruffles of your gown, I'll change my rambling ways and I'll lay my burden down. Oh, honey, I'm glad. I'm glad for every sorrow that I had. I'm glad for every burden. I'm so hard to weigh me down. I fly away for certain. Oh, honey, I'm glad. I'm glad for every sorrow that I had. I'm glad for every burden. Without this old heart to weigh me down, I'd fly away for certain.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the indie folk sounds of Brian Laidlaw and the Family Trade from Midwest Music Fest. We now hand it back to Robert Pack as he visits with members of the band. You're listening to The Live Feed.
You guys interested in playing it? Is it something you grew up on?
Yeah, my parents are good aging Northern Californian hippies, and I was raised on a lot of that kind of music. Hi, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
I was raised really still very young, beautiful Californian hippies. And yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of James Taylor and a lot, certainly, of Joan Baez, and that morphed into Bob Dylan in college. And, you know, my sort of inclination is toward real wordsmiths and stuff like that. So certainly Neil Young is a huge one for both for me and I think for the band overall, one of the people that we're trying to channel, Nick Drake, a lot of those folks. So, yeah, I think there's like sort of an earnestness to what they do that's at the heart of what we're trying to capture with these tunes and with this sound.
Yeah, sort of like Brian, I grew up sort of listening to this kind of music, but actually my first love was always like classic rock, sort of, you know, headbanger music, but I was always kind of a closet, like Simon and Garfunkel, you know, James Taylor, Bob Dylan, Neil Young kind of fan, like sort of the softer side, CSNY, kind of the softer rock stuff. But, you know, when I came to Minneapolis, it was just really fortunate to meet Brian because he was writing all these great folk tunes and sort of always this piece of me that wanted to, like, stop playing headbanger music and kind of get in touch with that lighter side. So it's been a pleasure to link up with these guys and play these awesome tunes. So it's been really fun.
What I love about playing these tunes of Brian's is that you can hear all of our different influences, including old time, including folk, including gospel, and there's so much. And I know for myself, my first concert that I ever attended was Peter, Paul, and Mary when I was really, really small. That's what my parents brought me to, and maybe alludes to some of my future sort of like more choral-ish harmonies and arrangements, which I think is really fun to throw in the background of Brian's stuff. So this is a blast.
I just want to add that most of us think we're in a folk band. Ashley thinks she's in an 80s hair metal band playing the electric ukulele.
Defend yourself.
Well, yes. Yeah, I do want to defend myself. So yeah, my first concert was Def Leppard. And so I'm with Sean on the whole 80s hair band as a first love. But And I think that that's why I was drawn to, you know, the electric ukulele rather than just the ukulele, even though I don't get to do like shredding solos yet, but it's going to make its way into the folk music for sure.
Well, my parents, they would deny that they were ever hippies, but I grew up in the same music, Joan Baez, Peter Paul Mary, Simon Garfunkel. You know, my dad had a VW bus, so, you know, not at all. So how can people learn more about the band, and what's next for you guys?
Well, the easiest place to check us out is on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/thefamilytrade. And we also recently started a Twitter account, which is also @thefamilytrade. And then there's a sort of website that hosts stuff from this band and from my solo project. And that's just www.brianlaidlaw.com. And what's coming up next, we recorded a couple of new tunes that we're hoping to release on a 7-inch, pending some kind of label support. That's probably going to be coming out in the fall. And actually, next week, Bex and I are heading out to do a little recording of a Bonnie and Clyde concept album that's funded by the Minnesota State Arts Board and is coming out similarly in the fall. And then we're kind of starting to rehearse for our debut full length. And, you know, I bet that's about a year out, but I think we were talking on the way down, you know, like kind of joking about some of this like butt rock that we're into. And I do think that there might be a little bit of presence of that, a little bit of rock and roll on the next record too. That's the direction I hope we're going. So yeah, folk rock, keeping it classy.
Great. Appreciate your time. And once again, great set. You guys were listening to the live feed right here on 89.5.
So this is so great that Winona does this festival every year. I know it's 5 years now, and it's really exciting to see a town of this size really embrace an explosion of, you know, a mini South by Southwest here. So kudos to Winona. We love it here.
Yeah. True story. By now you know what youth is. It's the time before you know the world is ruthless, and you're still a wind-blown little seedling. You don't know where you are or what you're feeling, so call your old friends, tell them you love them. Tell them no one knows you like they know you. And call your old friends, tell them you love them. And you will love them, whatever else they go through. Oh, but it takes one to know one good person. And when I met you, I felt empowered. You know, being shy is not the same as being a coward. So call your
it taught me how to live among the forest. You find that number you haven't dialed since you were halfway between a grown-up and a child, and call your
we're from St. Paul in Minneapolis. It's such a pleasure to get to sing some tunes here with you guys, and stick around for all the wonderful music that's coming here. So thank you. I know it's sort of early in the day to start asking people to sing along to things, so I won't technically ask you to sing along to anything, but the chorus to this song is really easy, and it happens a lot because it's a folk song. That's all I'm saying. I never was a cowboy, but I'm sometimes a rambling man. I've been sleeping on the back roads and traveling through the mountains and the meadowlands. I've seen the country is big, the country is good. I haven't seen as much of it as I probably should, but I've learned to be a liar, and I bet that I could fake it as a ranch hand. I never was a cowboy, but I'm sometimes a singer of songs. Some days it feels all right, some days it feels all wrong. But when I am doubtful, could you be my relief? I live like a gambler and I'll die like a thief who will bet on you all day and steal from you all night long. And we do not want. We do not need. We sure do love love, we love love indeed. And I never was a cowboy, but I've walked through many a field. I've been waiting for the secrets of the wealthy to be magically revealed. And as I trespass in pastures worth millions of dollars, I come across some mastiffs with brass-plated collars, and for every wound they've caused, there's another wound that they've healed. 'Cause I never was a cowboy, but I've also never worked a 9-to-5. A man who wears a saddle, they say, is only halfway alive. So I don't put on neckties and I don't use spreadsheets, and I look like a beggar and I act like a deadbeat. But it's noon on a Tuesday and I think that I might go for a drive. We Sometimes a cowboy, but I'm sometimes a folk balladeer. And that's as close as anybody gets who lives around here. Now I could hit the road again, I may in March or April, cause the house is always empty and the neighbors are so hateful. But springtime is coming and the green grass is starting to appear. And I never was a cowboy, but love is running through my veins. And it's brighter than the sunshine and wider than the great western plains. So please don't be a drought to me. Don't choke the ground with turpentine. Can't you be my patroness? Won't you be my valentine? I'm looking up at you the way that flowers look at long-awaited rain. A cowboy, but parts of me still love the Lord. Like the part of my body where my hope of salvation is stored. Now with riding and roping, I'm only a beginner. But you are such a beauty, I don't feel like a sinner. Still, they're gonna string me up by the loop at the end of their cord. And I never was a cowboy, but sometimes I live on the run. And they act like my sandals are pistols, and my hope is some kind of shotgun. So through valleys and canyons, through alleys and avenues, a man needs his lies like a horse needs his shoes. I never was a cowboy, but sometimes I feel like one. And we do not want, we do not need, but we sure do. We do not need a need, but we sure do love love. We love love indeed.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks again to Brian Laidlaw and The Family Trade for visiting with us on The Live Feed. More information on the band can be found at www.brianlaidlaw.com and on Facebook by searching The Family Trade. Another thank you goes out to all who made Midwest Music Fest possible. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found at www.midwestmusicfest.org. I'm Terry Tunseth, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed with Robert Pack.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.